There's a few verses. There's one verse from Matsya Puran,
which glorifies Srimati Radharani. Varanasyam Vishalakshi Vimala Purushottame Rukmini Tu Dwaravatyam Radha Vrindavane Vane. In this verse from Matsya Purana, it says that these are different devis or expansions of the Lord, female expansions. So it says that Vishalakshi, she is the goddess in charge of Varanasi. Vimala Devi is she rules Purushottam Dham, that's Jagannath Puri. When you go inside the temple at Jagannath Puri, those that can go, they can see there's a deity there, Vimala Devi, which is considered like Lakshmi Devi. Rukmini, she rules Dwarka, and Srimati Radharani rules the forest of Vrindavan. This verse Lord Chaitanya also recited, Devi Krishnamayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmayi Para, Kanti Sam Mohini Para. She Radhika is the supreme goddess, the exclusive abode of Krishna's loving pastimes. She is a shelter of all the goddesses of fortune. I mean, she's the origin of all the goddesses of fortune. Radharani is the most beautiful. Inside and outside, she only sees Krishna. Inside her heart and mind, she only sees Krishna. And when she opens her eyes, and everywhere she looks, she only sees Krishna. Radharani is the embodiment of splendor and grace, and she has the power to enchant the heart of Krishna. Manohar. She's Manoharini. Krishna is Krishna Manohar, but she's Manoharini. She steals the mind even of Krishna. Krishna steals everyone's mind. God steals everyone's mind or enchants everyone's mind, but Radharani enchants the mind of Krishna. So we're very fortunate that somehow by Guru's grace, by the grace of our Gurus and Srila Prabhupada, we are able to come here today to Barsana Dham. We can still see in the cinema format, video format, done by our godbrother Yadubar. In 1971, Prabhupada went on a Braj Yatra. Maybe that was his only Braj Yatra with his disciples. In 1971, that was the first one, and Prabhupada came here to Barsana. And on the movie, you can see Prabhupada sitting in one of these palanquins, these carriers. And Prabhupada is smiling. If you see the smile on this video, Prabhupada looks like he's like a 11-year-old Manjari. This look he has in his face is so childish and so innocent and so blissful. And he's going up the stairs, and all the devotees are walking next to Prabhupada, and they're going, Guru Das and Guru Kripa, and all the other devotees are huffing and puffing coming up the stairs as we are going up the stairs. But Prabhupada's sitting there. And I was trying to think, why is Prabhupada, when I was watching the movie, why is Prabhupada so happy? What is he thinking? What is he meditating on? He's thinking, oh, I'm going to Radharani's house. I'm going to my Radharani's house. Because Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Radharani. And he's always serving Radharani. So when he was going up the stairs after being in New York, because when Prabhupada left in 66, then he came back in 67, then he didn't return for 4 years. 67 to 71, he was traveling everywhere, working so hard. Now he was coming up the stairs in a victory march, like a king being carried in a palanquin. It was a victory march for Prabhupada. He was coming back to Barsana to give the Sankirtan report. He was coming to Radharani to give the Sankirtan report. Oh, Srimati Radharani, I collected so many new manjaris for you. I collected so many new gopis for you, for your service. Because I know your Krishna has a debt, Naparyeham. He has a great debt to pay to you. He says, I can never repay your debt. So he has come as Lord Chaitanya to enlist and collect so many jivas to offer as a garland for the pleasure of Radharani. So many mandris, so many sakis. So listen, I have come to give the report. So Prabhupada is very happy. Look, I have 40 gopis with me. Guru Kripa Gopi, Guru Das Gopi, Jamuna Gopi, and Dinanath Gopi, and Malati Gopi, and Shamsundar Gopi. So many gopis were there. So this is one thought I had. And the other thought I had is, I could imagine being in New York for 4 years and then coming back to Barsana to see Radharani. Larli Lal probably was so blissful. You must see that. That's one of these new videos. There's some film clip of Prabhupada. Then the devotees are narrating what that were with Prabhupada. There's a narration there. It's a new, some new issue from Yadavara Prabhu. So Prabhupada came to the same place. And of course, Lord Chaitanya, I don't remember, but it must be in Bhakti Ratnakar. It certainly went to Nandagram. We were reading that yesterday, discussing that. He must have come here also. I can't remember in Bhakti Ratnakar. So we are here also. And I'm saying we're fortunate to be here, but the second fortune is that Srimati Radharani is personally here at this time. The Acharya is to explain the schedule of Radharani. She stays in Yavat, which is near Nandagram, which is that way. If you look out that way, it's clear. You can see Nandagram, where we were yesterday on a hill, and Yavatgram. She lives with her in-laws, her mother-in-law Jatila and sister-in-law Kutila, her brother-in-law Durmad, and her so-called husband Abhimanyu. So she stays there for 3 months, and then she comes here for 3 months. Well, Magh Mas, Phalgun Mas, and Chaitra, which is this time. This is Chaitra, springtime. Radharani is here, right here, running around this palace. Of course, now she's at Radhakund just now, but she's staying here. It's very convenient that Barsana is located south of Nandagram. This way is Nandagram, that's where Sri Krishna lives, Balaram, Yashoda, and Nanda. And whenever they go for cow herding, somehow or other, the grass north of Nandagram is not very tasty. So whenever Krishna takes the cows out of Nandagram, he never goes that way, because that would be away from Radharani. He always comes in this direction, towards Barsana. Practically every day, the main road goes from Nandagram to Barsana to Govardhan. So every day Krishna comes by the palace with all the cows, behind all the cows, with all his cowherd boyfriends. So there's nice, in Vidagdha Madhav, it's a very nice pastime. It describes Radharani had here, and she was revealing her mind to Chitrasakhi. Chitrasakhi, she lives in Chitsoli, where we took prasadam. And she said, "Oh, Chitrasakhi, I don't know what to do. I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love with a very handsome young boy. And all I know is he plays this flute. I hear this flute at night and sometimes in the morning. And all I know is his name is, I call him Murlidhar. And he plays such a captivating, such a sweet, dulcet sound on the flute that my heart is completely absorbed and thinking of that flute player. Who is that flute player? When can I meet that flute player? How will I meet that flute player?" So then Chitrasakhi, being a very expert artist, she went to her house and she painted a very beautiful painting. She painted a beautiful painting of a blue boy standing under a kadamba tree, long flowing locks, beautiful lotus eyes, Yamuna moving by in the painting, in the bottom of the painting, playing his flute. And then she came and she presented that painting to Radharani. And when Radharani beheld that painting, when she saw that painting, such an attractive boy in that painting, then she said, she held that painting to her breast and she said, "Oh, Chitra, This painting you've made is so beautiful. I'm so attracted. I'm completely attracted to this painting. I'm so satisfied to be with this painting. I just feel like this is my most beloved object." And as we have the experience that people are always attracted to something new. So when we walk as a kirtan party, when we walk into a village like Nandagram, we walk through the village of Nandagram or Barsana, usually all the children, the ladies, and any men that are around the house, they all run out of the windows or on the veranda or the doors. "Oh, look, look. A Russian lady in a sari and a Russian man in a dhoti and all these tall figures and everyone in our village is blackface, but everyone from here is whiteface or redface or whatever." So they all come out. They're very curious. And to see, who are they, what are they, where are they from? So in the same way, whenever Krishna and all the cows go by the palace, by the main road, then all the gopis from all the houses along the road, they come out and look out the window. Oh, who are these boys? Look at all these cows. And they're playing their flutes and their panpipes. And it's such an attractive sight. So every day this goes on. Every day they run out and look out their window and see these boys go by. Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam, Kinkini, Gobata, Stoka Krishna, and then they see Marumangal and Krishna, and every day Radharani's looking out, and Krishna's walking by, and he's looking up, and she's looking at this boy going by every single day, taking out his cows. So as Radharani was glancing at this beautiful coward boy passing every day, her heart started to melt with attraction and affection, and after some time she fell in love with this coward boy. And then she revealed her mind to Chitrasakhi. This Rupa Goswami is telling in Vidugdha Madhava. She says, "Oh, Chitrasakhi, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm veering from the path of Arya Dharma. I'm not a righteous lady. I'm not a dharmic lady." And then Lita Sakhi said, she said, "Why are you saying like that? Why are you feeling like that?" She says, "Oh, because I'm so despicable and so fallen. I've fallen in love with three different men. I've given my heart to three different men. I've given my heart to that beautiful boy in your painting. And I've given my heart to that beautiful boy that walks by my palace every day with his cows. And I've given my heart to that beautiful boy who plays that flute in the middle of the night. I hear that sound of that flute. So I think I should die. I should just throw myself in the Yamuna and give up my life because it's shameful. I've fallen in love with three different men." And Lita Sakhi was laughing. "Oh, Radhika, you don't understand. Those three men that you've fallen in love with are actually the same person. That Muralidhar, that Sri Krishna, and that Govinda, they're all just the same person. The flute player, the boy, and the Krishna, they're all the same. So you don't have to worry, you don't have to give up your life. It's only one person, it's your eternal consort, Sri Krishna." One day, when Radharani was a young girl, she was playing in the house with she was playing nearby, let's say out of the palace, I suppose, playing in the dirt. And they were taking clay, as children often do. And they were taking this clay and they were pretending they were cooking. They're playing house. And then they took the clay and they made little ladus, and then they made little puris out of the clay. They were rolling them like they saw their mother, like Kirtita. And Radhika was watching her mother in the kitchen rolling the puris. So then they took the clay and they were shaped. Actually, they don't roll the puris. In Braj, they make everything with their hands, the chapatis and the puris. So she saw her mother flattening the puri dough with her hands, and so they made some nice puris, and then they made some ladus out of the clay. So one day Durvasa Muni, he came to visit Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and as he was passing, coming up the hill, then he saw Radhika and her sakis playing in the clay and the mud. Then Radharani, she said, "Hey Rishi, take one of my ladus. Please, come. They're very, very, very tasty. Please take one of my ladus." And then the Rishi, seeing that they were made of dirt, he said, "No, not today. I'm quite full. I'm quite full right now. Maybe tomorrow I'll get one." So Radharani, she kept insisting, "Oh Rishi, they're really good. They're mouth watering. They're sweet. I mean, you should, maybe you don't want a half a dozen, but at least try one." And then Radharani was smiling so sweetly and so attractively that the sage couldn't resist. She had an irresistible smile. That's what happens sometimes with the brahmacharis. Some little lady in the kitchen. Because our experience is most ISKCON marriages are made in the kitchen. Some lady in the kitchen reveals an irresistible smile, and that's the end of the brahmachari. So the rishi surrendered to Radharani's smile. He said, all right, I can't resist. Please, give me ek ladu de do. Give me one ladu. Give me one ladu. So Radharani gave him the ladu, and he took the ladu and put it in his mouth. When he tasted the ladu, it was the sweetest, most delicious ladu he ever had in his entire life. And he felt completely ecstatic, as if he never could imagine something tasting so good. And he was so pleased and so satisfied that he gave a benediction to Srimati Radharani. He said, I bless you with all the power, with all the tapubalam, all the tapubalam I have in my store, all my power of austerities, I bless you that whatever you cook, anything you cook, even clay ladus, but later on when you grow up and learn how to cook, more ordinary type, standard cooking, then I bless you that whatever you cook will taste sweeter than nectar. And whoever eats it will become, whoever eats that food will become very strong and very healthy, and they will live a long life free from disease. So this benediction that Ravasa Muni gave to Radharani here, and when Yashoda Ma heard about it, then she made an arrangement for Radharani to go every day from Barsana to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast. As we were mentioning, as Swamiji was mentioning, Kavi Chandra Swami was mentioning earlier, that in order to attain the eternal service of Radha and Krishna, one must get admission to that circle. The higher agents, as it's said sometimes, the higher agents from above must come down and accept us into that region. We must be introduced there or carried there. So in order to enter the confidential circle of Radharani's intimate maidservants and sakis, we need an introduction. And our introduction is Srila Prabhupada. As we know from his life and teachings and his biography, from the beginning Prabhupada was always a pure devotee of Radharani. He declared, of course, his father was always praying to every sadhu that they would bless Prabhupada, that he would become a pure devotee of Radharani. And Prabhupada was listening to his father and he was thinking, well, I should bless them. I should bless them, that these sadhus and yogis and mayavadis who's ever coming over here for prasad, I should bless them that they become a pure devotee of Radharani. The Prabhupada was respectful of his father's speaking, so he kept quiet. But he didn't keep quiet when he was on the Jaladuta. When he got to New York, he wrote one poem. I think it's a couple of songs or poems he wrote. But one is Markin Bhagavad Dharma. And in that poem he says, Oh brothers, I declare it to you emphatically that if you want to attain fortune in life, if you want your life to be fortunate, then you must attain the mercy of Radharani. This is Prabhupada's prayer when he arrived in New York. I declare it to you emphatically. So now we have to think where we are. Of course, right now we're in Barsana, so we should die here. Don't move from here. And maybe Radharani, since she's here, she'll say, oh, who are all these people that died in my courtyard? I guess they must have some interest in me. It's all right, I'll revive them. I'll revive them. I'll put my feet on everyone's head and give them their spiritual body so they can serve me eternally. But factually speaking, although we are sitting here in Barsana, our hearts and our minds are a long way from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So our only hope, our ashabandha, as we were saying yesterday, describing ashabandha, our strong conviction and our firm hope to attain the service of Radha and Krishna, is by the mercy of their divine representative, this divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Because he has come here to lead us to that place far, far out of this, far, far away from this material world. So by becoming sincere servants of Srila Prabhupada and servants of his servants of his servants, we can attain the blessings of Radharani. And Prabhupada, in his own words, used to say, "O Srimati Radharani, please, O Srimati Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna." This is a direct quote. "Please tell about me to your Krishna." In other words, if Radharani favors us, then we can attain the favor of Krishna. But to attain the favor of Radharani, we need to attain the favor of her favorite. And the favorite one of Srimati Radharani that we know, there are many, but the one we know is Srila Prabhupada. So we will close with that thought in mind and encourage everyone to pray to Srila Prabhupada and serve him very sincerely, so that someday, somewhere, somehow, Srimati Radharani will glance at us and put her divine lotus feet, or even just one foot, on our head and bless us with the revelation of our eternal spiritual form and our eternal service to Radha and Krishna. And then after this translation, I'll have Maharaj speak something about the glories of Radharani.
Hare Krishna. We have the qualities of Radharani are given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One is she's always submissive to her superiors. And of course she thinks everyone is superior. And she's always expert at making jokes and making her friends laugh. I don't know the jokes. Lord Chaitanya was also expert at joking and making everybody laugh. And we saw that Prabhupada memories, and that woman from the very beginning was saying, when Srila Prabhupada would speak Hindi with that Dr. Mishra, they would just be laughing like anything. So spiritual life is a very jolly and happy thing. When Radharani acts pouty and acts like all she cares about is herself, it's actually for Krishna's pleasure that she's doing that. Because that makes Krishna, he likes that. That right. Just like any man likes it if the woman is like, you know, trying to attract him really a lot. So it's not just that she's trying to satisfy herself. Like in the material world, someone may go after someone just to get their money or just to get something, you know, for themselves. But in this case, it's all for Krishna's pleasure. It's service. The mood of the gopis is just service. They just want to serve Krishna. They'll do anything for Krishna. There's nothing that they will say, no, I can't do that. If Krishna wants it, they will do it. So, of course, she's the most beautiful and attractive, but Krishna's not, he's attracted to her service attitude and her surrender and her love for him. And she's the most expert at loving Krishna. The Krishna yayatamam prapajante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Whatever you give Krishna, he gives back. So as much as someone loves Krishna, then Krishna loves everyone, but he reciprocates love. Like Kamsa, he wanted to fight with Krishna, so Krishna fight. He gives people what they want. So we're fortunate to be in that association. Srila Prabhupada established Radha and Krishna worship all over the world for the devotees. Gave us the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he gave us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowledge of that. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined. That Imli Tala, I don't know if you went there around Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya, Radharani used, Krishna used to sit there. That tree, until not very long ago, the original tree was 5,000 years old, was still there. And when Krishna would meditate so deeply on Radharani, he would turn golden color. And Lord Chaitanya used to sit there to chant Krishna, and he would turn blackish color sometimes, thinking of Krishna so intensely. So Prabhupada, he gave us everything. How to really enter into that. mood. Of course, that's the Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but he came to experience the love that Radharani had for him, because he couldn't understand, oh, how can she love me so much? What's so, you know, what is it about me? Couldn't understand in his humility. And when he experienced that love, you know, the ecstasy that Radharani had, love for Krishna, it manifested itself in the Sankirtan movement. He was dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And naturally, that spread, he's giving that everywhere. Krishna Prema, the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And like Mahaniti Maharaj is saying, by Prabhupada's mercy, we have that. And if we can be submissive to our superiors, and in disciplic succession, to Srila Prabhupada's teaching, Srila Prabhupada's movement, and that mood of service. Prabhupada would do anything for Krishna. It was not some easy thing what he did. We might think to go to America, like a lot of Russians, I know they, I don't know about you, and Indians, they think, well, if I can just go to America, then I'll join the ISKCON for a little while and I'll work hard. I'll get to America, get a, you know, job and get a credit card and I'll have it made. Right?
Yeah, the goal.
But Prabhupada wasn't thinking like that, and it wasn't so easy to take a boat for a long trip and, you know, get to America where there was nobody there that knew him, no Indians. But he was just doing that all for the pleasure of spiritual master and the order of the spiritual master. So Radharani and Krishna were very pleased with him, and now we have the results of millions of devotees all over the world. So it sounds strange, but we can intimately associate with Radharani, with Lord Chaitanya, with Krishna on streets of the world, anywhere in the world, any city, by going out chanting the holy name, distributing books, or making temples, bringing people. Then we can then get the really intimate association. Not some artificial thing, by service. Like the gopis, Krishna had a headache and he said he needed the dust of a devotee's feet. And nobody would give that. They all thought that would be offensive and I'll go to hell. According to scripture, you know, you don't put your feet on Krishna's head. We want Krishna to put his feet on our head. But the gopis, they said, we don't care, we'll go to hell, but if Krishna will get his headache cured, they did. And then Krishna was so happy. And they would do anything for Krishna without any consideration of their own condition. Ashlishiva padaratam panashtumam adarshanam marmahatam kurotuva yata tata va vidadatu lampato mat prananatas tu sevanapara. This is Lord Chaitanya's Shishastaka Radharani's prayer. I don't know anyone except Krishna as my Lord, and he'll always remain like that. Even if he handles me roughly or ignores me or anything, there's never any question that Krishna's not my Lord, and I would reject him and do whatever Krishna gives or take it.